Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning.
End of another so-called work week. I guess it depends on what your work is. If you're working in a job that requires you to milk cows 7 days a week, Friday means nothing to you.
Yes.
It's like, okay.
There's no weekend.
No, it's always milking time. And milking time on the DJ, on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, boy, the old DJV show is the same. Seven after the hour. Friday is upon us, the 17th of June. And we are here to be upon you, with you, help you through the day, thinking about things that are going on in the world, and maybe help you adjust your thoughts or adjust the tinfoil, one or the other. I'm Doug Stephan, along with Jay Kirshner. We got all the things this week that have made us optimistic, or maybe things that have not made you optimistic. I was thinking about, I was out until late last night doing some farm business, and the idea of friends and loving people came to me because I'm embroiled in a little bit of a local huzzarai thing here in my hometown. And I was thinking about the person that's trying to embarrass me publicly. And then I thought to myself, well, you know, I don't know. I don't really know this person well enough to judge who she is or why she is the way she is. But I do know that love is much better than anger, if not in your attitude towards somebody that doesn't like you. It's much better for yourself. You can stress and you can get all worked up and you can get angry. And I'm reminded of a caller that I had, bet you, 25 years ago. We had a recording of it still someplace, somewhere. The label of the recording was Doug and the Jerk Caller. And the jerk, he went off. He was so angry at me for something that I said. I didn't remember what I said, but he was so angry at me. He went on and on. He went on a tirade. I let him go for 3 or 4 minutes. And then I said, okay, are you done? And he said, no. And then he went for another. And furthermore, and then when he was all done, I said, okay, thanks for the call. I didn't engage him at all. Not a word did I say that I exchanged with him. And I think that's sometimes you get sucked in. Sometimes you feel like you have to have the last word. You ever get involved, Jay, in a conversation with somebody that you wanted? Maybe when you were younger and your parents were saying, Jay, you got to do this, or Jessica, excuse me, you have to do this, that, or the other thing. And
if I get called Jessica, I listen. Like, shut your mouth and you pay attention. You did something if you were getting called Jessica.
Yeah. Okay. Get to the bottom of that. So let's be loving, let's be hopeful, let's be optimistic, and look at the crazy stuff in the world and just think, okay, we're going to make this better. Whether it's thinking about the economy this week, which paid for gasoline, or whether it's the results of the primaries in your area and you don't like who won, whether it's the hearings on January 6th and you don't like anything on it. If you don't like the COVID situation, you can probably look at Fauci, maybe not spout off, but the more I learn about him and his wife, the less I respect him or think that he has done a service to the country, which he claims he's doing. The war, everybody's worked up about the war, right? The war, the war, the war. And then the violence and gun things that are here, there, and everywhere. Although there's some news we'll get into in a few minutes about there's a bill that apparently looks like it might straighten out some of this stuff. If people obey it. If you don't obey it, then what good is it? You know, it's kind of like the laws. There was an accident on the Mass Turnpike last night when I was coming back from Western Massachusetts, and I looked at it and I could see what happened. Somebody wasn't paying attention. They were doing something else. Who knows what? I don't know what was going on, but they crashed into another car and they crashed into a guardrail, ripped the front off of the pickup truck that they were driving. And then the traffic is stalled for almost an hour. Think of all of the time, the lives of the hundreds of people that were tied up in that in that accident. We had to just sit and wait while they cleared it off the road. And you couldn't escape because it's a toll road. You can't just get off, you know, someplace. And then I want to be angry about it. And then I thought to myself, you know, okay, I'm turning the radio up and I'm going to sing along. And Daisy's sitting right next to me and she likes my singing. So we had a nice time, actually. It was good.
Nice. Does she sing along?
She doesn't sing well. She doesn't have a good voice, but she enjoys it. I can tell by looking in her eyes that she's digging it.
She enjoys it.
Oh, yeah, she loves it. Yes, right. Exactly. So let's see. The here's something that is troubling on the face of it. Story from a school in Alaska, elementary school. It's in Juneau, Alaska. People listening to us up there, good morning, good day, how you do? Dozen children and a couple of adults in a school thought they were drinking milk, but they were drinking floor sealant instead.
Uh-huh.
How you mix up these containers like that? The children... the burning sensation. Go ahead. You can tell us the story if you want.
No, because I wondered that same thing. Like, how does a mistake like that happen unless somebody was not of the right mind? Like, maybe alcohol or drug issues or lack of sleep. Because significant lack of sleep can also kind of have the same side effects as being drunk, essentially. But apparently, the milk comes in these big bags on these crates, and that happens to be the same look of the floor sealant they use. And fortunately, because of some rule or something of chemicals, there aren't too many harsh chemicals. There wasn't too many harsh chemicals in this.
Yeah.
So aside from a couple stomach aches, kids taking one sip and saying that it kind of burned, this burning sensation, the milk tasted funny. They realized immediately only one child had to seek medical attention. Everybody was fine. A couple students, their parents came and picked them up, understandably.
Mm-hmm.
Most kids of the students, and there was about 12 of the students, and most of the students ended up staying at school. The age range of these kids were 5 to 12 years old. It was part of the breakfast daycare program at the school.
Yeah.
So it's not that there were that many kids there, but still, if you know that these bags are the same kind of the same look almost, then this isn't a new thing. Yeah, this isn't a new situation. You already know that. But apparently they thought that it was milk that was supposed to be delivered, and they just didn't even look. They just automatically went with it when it was the floor sealant. But it could have been so much worse.
Mm-hmm. Okay, to the basketball court we go. And the end of the season for the Celtics, 103-90. Golden State wins the game and wins the NBA Finals. And I can hear my son out in California yelling still. He's one of those, it doesn't make any difference where you live. Sometimes you're just a home fan of the team. He doesn't like football, so I don't care about the Patriots. He's ambivalent about the Red Sox, but he played basketball and all through junior high school, college. So, and he's a big basketball fan, and so here he is booing the results of the game. But it is, that's over anyway. The hockey just starts, right? Aren't they just getting into hockey, the season finals? But I don't understand. It's June. Okay. Why are we still playing basketball, and why are we still playing hockey? It's June. They should be over when the baseball season starts. Finish it. Let's go.
But the baseball season starts so early.
I know. Well,
sometimes I think that the baseball season starts too early because there's a lot of times where, what is it, home opener and it's snowing.
Snow.
Yeah. Baseball snowing. And snow do not go hand in hand.
No. Well, any more than hockey and Tampa go together when you get right down to it. Or Las Vegas, a hockey team in Las Vegas is crazy.
I can see that because it's indoor. It's an indoor sport. So you can do that at any time of year. But
here's, as long as we're talking about basketball, here's the story of a player who performed CPR on a referee. The ref collapsed mid-game. It was a Toledo basketball game. The player this is a story a couple of days ago. The incident happened during the Toledo Glass City game against the Jamestown Jackals. We all know about them, right? Ref wobbling and then fell to the floor. Name is John Scully. He didn't move. And so then a fellow named Miles Copeland plays for Toledo, went over to help out. He's a firefighter as well as being a basketball player. He didn't feel Scully's pulse, wasn't breathing. So he started CPR right away, and another ref came over. Paramedics arrived. But because of Scully's efforts, Jay, he'd been officiating, I guess, like an older guy. He's been 40-some-odd years.
Yeah, 40 years he's been a ref, and he survived this because of Copeland's quick thinking. And Copeland even said that he's 25 years old, like you said, Doug. He's also a firefighter. And he normally, when you think, well, you're off the job, but you're never really off the job when you're a firefighter. And he's right. happy that he was in, because he's a professional basketball player as well. It's not NBA level, but it is a professional league. And he was just kind of happy that he was able to switch gears from being in the basketball mindset to all of a sudden he has to help somebody.
Yeah.
And he also, the kind of crazy thing is that this was a playoff game. He had worked a 24-hour shift as a firefighter and then had to drive with the team to New York for this game. And they ultimately won the game 96-93. It just, wow.
Yeah. Whoa is right. Wow and whoa. All right, 17 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. In a few moments, students talking about certain policies and politics. We'll get to that after this.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told in a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, so a couple of quickies here. Maybe both of these deserve a little more time, Jay. The graduating students, this is happening around the country, but this particular focus is on Seattle Pacific University, which is a private school. Students walking across the stage to get their diplomas. Some of them handed a rainbow flag to the school's president instead of shaking his hand. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the LGBTQ staff or community over there didn't like his ruling is that if you get involved in stuff like this, you face disciplinary action and termination.
So yeah, that'd be a few more things. That was their way of protesting.
Yeah, I'm going to talk a little more about this in the next half hour. 21 after the hour here.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We are all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Friday, the 17th of June, is upon us. And for those of you who have lost sleep over the past week because of the alleged damage done by Kim Kardashian to Marilyn Monroe's Met dress, it wasn't really the Met dress originally, it was the dress she was wearing when she sang to the president. If you've been all worked up about that, then we will straighten out. We will relax you. You'll be okay after this.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
What's going on? Did she or didn't she? Is she or isn't she? Will she or won't she?
She isn't.
Oh, okay.
All of the ladders.
Translate that, please.
So earlier in the week, a Monroe historian who oversees the Marilyn Monroe collection posted what appears to be before and after pics of that famous Kennedy birthday performance dress that Kim Kardashian wore to the Met Gala, saying that she totally trashed it. There were missing crystals, some crystals hanging by a thread, there was damage near the zipper, and we even, when we discussed this about the potential damage that was maybe or allegedly caused by Kim Kardashian, we even pointed out that in the photos, the compared photos, it was a completely different mannequin. The original mannequin was like, had a smooth back, the other one, it was all kind of bumpy, the mannequin even looked a little bit bigger. Well, anyway, so Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum, who owns the famous gown, they purchased it in 2016 at an auction for $4.8 million, cleared the air saying that when they acquired the garment, the dress was already flawed. And the museum even reiterated that Amanda Joyner, who is Ripley's VP of Publishing and Licensing, was with the dress the entire time from Orlando to New York throughout the evening when Kardashian wore it. And she actually only wore it 4 minutes. She put the dress on at the bottom of the stairs in a private area, put the dress on at the bottom of the stairs, walked up the stairs for that you know, photo opportunity going into the Met. And then at the top of the stairs, she changed into a replica. So she was only in this dress for mere minutes. And they're saying that, no, it has not been altered. Nothing happened when Kim had it. Any damage was already there.
So there. All right. Mystery has been solved.
We can all get our sleep again.
Yes, please. Those of you who have lost a lot of sleep this week, I think you're going to be okay. Matter of fact, if you want to take a nap right now, you can do that. We have a couple of important things you need to listen to first and then take the nap. 28 past the hour here on the Never Napping Doug Stephan Good Day program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Electrify America has announced it has entered into a 15-year virtual power purchase agreement with developer Paragen to build a solar photovoltaic renewable energy generation project in San Bernardino. Bernardino County, California, called Electrify America Solar Glow 1. The new solar project is expected to generate 75 megawatts at peak solar capacity. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
China launched its third aircraft carrier on Friday. The Fujian is named after the province across the water from Taiwan. President Xi has made overhauling the world's largest armed forces a central part of his agenda. Thousands of heads of cattle in Kansas have died as the heat wave continues to scorch the United States. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment said at least 2,000 heads of cattle have died since Tuesday because of the heat. A.J. Tarpoff, veterinarian at Kansas State University, said the temperature spiked, the humidity spiked, and the wind speed dropped. A doctor who pushed the anti-vaccine movement was sentenced to 2 months in prison on Thursday by the January 6 Commission and the Department of Justice. Simone Gold will also endure 1 year of supervised release after the jail term and has been ordered to pay $10,000 in fines and restitution. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
As President Biden continues to tout how well the American economy is doing, the average American that actually buys the gasoline and groceries for the household is probably singing a different tune. As inflation is at record numbers, Kevin Hassett, President Trump's senior economic advisor and Hoover Institute fellow, was on Fox News overnight.
We're basically in an inflationary spiral because of the spending binge that Biden gave us. And they're also attacking U.S. companies and U.S. capital. Like the letter to the oil companies is just a tiny little bit tip of the iceberg of what their regulators and tax hike threats have been doing to supply. So they're attacking supply and they're feeding demand, and that gives us inflation. And so it was obvious that that was going to happen. Biden came out and said it's bizarre, the theory that their spending had any effect on inflation. But the San Francisco Fed, where Janet Yellen used to be president, has put out a study saying that almost all the inflation is attributable to Biden's plans. And so they're in denial. They're destroying the economy. And, you know, basically Democrats in Congress need to step up and send an adult down to the White House. While they're in denial, markets are panicking.
The mostly partisan January 6 panel is blocking the Department of Justice on 1,000 witness transcripts. Quote, the Select Committee's failure to grant the department's access to these transcripts complicates the department's ability to investigate and prosecute those who engaged in criminal conduct, end quote. That's from National Security Advisor head Matthew Olson and U.S. Attorney Matthew Graves, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day Friday program, June the 17th, looking at what's going on with Jay Kirshner. It's the weekend of Father's Day. Oh, today, let's do today first. Today is Apple Strudel Day. Am I going to help you out any? I don't know, maybe it will, maybe it won't. Here in Boston, it's Bunker Hill Day. This commemorates the Battle of Bunker Hill in 1775, which many people feel, rather than the Battle of Lexington and Concord, started the Revolutionary War. I don't know whether it did or it didn't, but that's what some people say. Bunker Hill is just that. It's a hill. The only thing I know about Bunker Hill, frankly, is I spent a very romantic evening there one night. That's about all I know about
Bunker Hill, other than what I know of history. Bunker Hill is just a hill, that's all. You can see in a lot of movies that are made in Boston, they always shoot a lot of stuff that Ben Affleck and whatchamacallit have done together. Why did I just miss his name? Matt Damon, thank you, yeah. Anyway, so today we celebrate sort of that, I guess, in a manner of speaking. Also, today is the Independence Day of Iceland. If you're traveling there this year, you'll enjoy Reykjavik because it's above freezing about this time of year up there.
Sounds wonderful.
Whoopee! This weekend, the Newport Flower Show in Newport, Rhode Island. You can be sure those will be expensive. I'm actually going down to Newport this weekend for the anniversary of a friend of mine who's in the radio business who will remain unnamed. A very good guy, and I've had a lot of fun with him over the years. Is going to be having his first wedding anniversary. Nobody knew he got married again. He's married to somebody different from the last wife I knew. And so he's having his first anniversary in fine style. It's a great area. This weekend also is Father's Day, celebrated on the third Sunday of June every year. The idea of celebrating parents, this is something that I hold near and dear. I think perhaps my most important identity is as Megan and Brendan's father. I think that's my most important role in life. And then maybe second most important is Gramps Jasper, who's coming of age already. Every time Brendan calls me most every day. And he's usually in the car. He's out on a walk with Jasper. And as soon as he hears my voice, and Brendan says this, like he's like this with everybody. He sees them and he reaches out to grab them. His face lights up.
That is so sweet.
Yeah, it is. And Miles, Megan, and Matthew and Miles went to England for a couple of weeks, and so Megan's been sending me pictures of him yesterday. I should actually post, you probably get a kick out of it, on my own Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Doug Steffen. The pictures of him, he stayed awake for the whole trip from Los Angeles to London, didn't go to sleep. Got off the plane, into the cab to go to the place where they're staying, conked out. They couldn't get him awake to get him out of the car. So that was
They had to carry him?
Yeah. And then he had a picture of him on the bank of the Thames River. And the reason I tell you that is because those are the moments that are most important, I think, to most men who are fathers. And I think about my earliest memories of my father, and I made it clear. I loved my dad, and he loved me. He didn't know what to do as a father, so I kind of figured it out on my own. And I don't know that I, especially early on, was a great father, because I kind of was playing by ear. I had somebody who was close to me that was my second father, who was very loving toward me. He taught me a lot about what the farm life was all about, what animals were all about. But he didn't have he had a stepson and never got along, so I didn't see anything there. And so I think the point I'm trying to make is when you think about your dad, I think about that old song, "My Dad, Now Here Is a Man." There's three or four really good "Color Him Father" by the Winstons, another great Father's Day song. There are half a dozen of really good ones. And then there are those, as soon as I bring that up, somebody say, "Well, here's my pet peeve about my father. Why'd you give it a rest?" This is a good time to give it a rest. The conversations that you have about your dad. My father didn't have very good radar, but I knew some fathers. Did your father? I know your father very well. He and I are very good friends, and I see him as a proud father with you. What do you remember about your father's radar when you were young and you were doing things that you didn't want him to know about? Come on, fess up, Jay.
Well, you know, he pretty much knows about anything, any trouble I cause. I was a relatively good kid. My parents didn't really have to worry about
me. You blame it on your sister?
Going out at night or whatever, because they knew I'd be home sleeping. That was where I liked to be. No, but I was very blessed with both my parents because they're my mentors, they're my friends. I grew up knowing that I was loved unconditionally and mm-hmm. that they were proud of me. They were very great at projecting that to me. But
did you like having your picture taken when you were a youngster? You and your sister.
I was one of those kids that you couldn't get a picture of me without making a funny face. It was. It wasn't that I didn't like having my picture taken. It was just an inability. My tongue would come out, or I would do like this weird snarl where the top lip was doing an Elvis thing and the bottom lip in the opposite direction. And it was one of those. Like, Jesse, can you just take a normal picture, please?
Jesse, can you think about your favorite moment with your father? Of all the things you experienced.
There's so many. We still do, actually, daddy-daughter date nights.
Yeah.
When I was younger, we would try to do it about once a month. And then
I do that with Megan, too.
Moved out of the house.
It's
fantastic. I love it. We would go to, when I lived in California, and he was in town, we'd go watch the Ohio State football games together.
Ohio State is a football team? I didn't know that.
Yeah, the Buckeyes. mm-hmm.
I know.
How do you not know this? Didn't you live in Ohio?
I know that. I did. I'm just teasing. It was always Ohio. Is Ohio this, Ohio that.
Oh,
guys, yada, yada,
oh.
yada.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Well, it's good to be. I give you these thoughts because I think it's something for you to work on. If your father's alive still and you can love, and the fathers who are listening, if you can love your children just that much more, the people that make you think most about life, for me anyway, are my children. They make me think about life. And what's important, do we always agree on everything? No. You're not supposed to agree on everything. You're supposed to teach your children how to think. Let them figure out what it is they're going to think. But that's the best gift I think you can give, or one of the best gifts, other than sharing your love with your children, is to teach them how to think. And don't worry about it.
Ask questions. Do the research.
Oh, yeah.
Don't just trust one thing. And also, opinions are not facts.
I don't want to keep talking about what I did this week. My local television program that I do with we did the Framingham the school superintendent and some of the students. And that's one of my favorite things to talk about. And with regard to teaching, when I was teaching, it was not what to think, it was how to think. And I noticed a guy asked, we had a half a dozen students on the air with us, and I asked them about their learning and whether they were learning how to think or what to think. And to my chagrin, they said both. And I don't know if I didn't want to hear that. I just don't think that that's important. You teach, you give people information. And it shouldn't be about, well, critical thinking is about, I guess, opinions, but based on facts. And then we went back and forth as to how they got their facts. Hard to do some of that these days. It really is, frankly. So the fathers who understand, there are fathers who understand and fathers who don't understand. And there is no such thing as perfection. There's no such thing as the perfect father. I know that I never held my father's hand. He never helped me cross the street or anything. And that's not a criticism. It just is, as I think about what I do with my children, I don't hold their hands anymore, but I do hold the hands of my grandson. You saw me, Jay, when we had our dinner. Miles wanted to go out for some fresh air.
Oh, my goodness. The way he looks at you, Doug, is so adorable. He adores you. You can tell he idolizes you.
Fabulous kid. So that's Father's Day. Also on Sunday, it's Juneteenth. Now, I'm going to be nice about this because I think that the thinking through of why we have it, or the acknowledgement of what went on back in 1865, is important. But I don't think we need another holiday. I really don't. And it's not anything to do with the issue of freedom and slavery and all of that stuff. It's just that we keep piling these things on. And we don't really, the essence of the message here as to what you should know, I think this is a teachable moment. I think there ought to be school a lot of places because it's a federal holiday on the 19th. The 19th doesn't come during a school, during a weekday, then they give you Monday off. I think next Monday, a lot of people, because the 19th is Sunday, Monday, there's a lot of, well, schools are closing most everywhere anyway, but, you know, there's some places that are going to be closed. I just think it's getting to a point where it's ridiculous. This has nothing to do with the freeing of the slaves. We have a lot of other holidays in which, if we take advantage of what happened and learn better things, you know, in school for that day, you couple it with Martin Luther King Day, if it has to be, it's not. It's about stuff that we need to recognize and how horrible slavery is and was. But are we really going to learn more about it by having another day to... get what Juneteenth is about?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think it was Texas that was the first state to have an official Juneteenth holiday back in 1980. I think people are just learning more about it in the last couple of years, which is really sad that it's taken this long for people to really understand it. But also, it stemmed from the Emancipation Proclamation from Lincoln, and it took 2 years before the last of the African-American slavery was even alerted to the fact that they were free. It took 2 years.
It's pretty amazing when you get down to it. All right, I want to talk a little bit more about that rainbow flag thing and the school and another incident if we have time, 46 after the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins... your few that your patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, I can't get into this as much as I want to, so this is it'll be a holdover till Monday, all right? And then you'll hear it in the Good Day download as well, which you can find every day at gooddayshow.com. It's 10 before the hour.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After the hour now, it's Friday the 17th of June. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. It's time now for food, farm, and family information. I mentioned earlier, Jay, that it was Apple Strudel Day, and you went to great lengths to tell me why you don't like it, or why you don't like things.
I don't like cooked fruit.
Cooked fruit.
Unpopular opinion. Not a fan.
You don't like pies, like apple pie, or cherry pie, or blueberry pie? You don't like those?
Nope. No, I like blueberry muffins. I can get down with those, but that's about it. Don't cook the fruit. Keep it raw.
Right. Don't cook that fruit. The strawberries in full season right now. Most areas of the northern climes. This is probably the second of three, maybe 4 weeks if you're lucky. And if you live in an area where there's been sufficient rain this spring, right the week after strawberries are all done, the blueberries be ready to pick. And then, if you plant it right, you'll have maybe 3 or 4 weeks to beat the birds and pick the blueberries before they get them all. And then, it's raspberry time. And if you're close to a farm that has been smart, there are two or three different kinds of raspberries. One comes in the early summer, another comes in late summer, another brand type of raspberry comes in. And there's blackberries, all that great stuff. So, celebrate that, or put those in your garden if you can, one way or another. It's National Garden Month, too, in case you didn't know that. And this has been declared the Year of the Garden by several national farmer organizations. Gardens this year are big time. I can't tell you how many people have come to me on the farm and asked me if they could have some manure. They're explaining how they're growing some food because they know the food prices are nuts. They're going to be nuts, so the best defense is to grow some stuff of your own.
Some people know how to do it. Some people just do it. You know, it's a great way to educate your children. Speaking of Father's Day, you want to do something with your children, dads, this weekend. Figure out how you can plant something and show them, show your children how it grows. That would be a great experience for Father's Day. Yep. Coming up in a moment, the story of a farm in Memphis and why it's of note right after this.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
All right, so here's the story for those of you who want to connect family, farm, and food. A way to do it down in the Memphis area is to participate with a big house and a lot of land. So, right, and that's it. This is, I feel like a real estate agent when I look at something like this, but it just kind of shows you what's happening, and it's not a good thing to farms. This is in Fayette County, Memphis area, right, in Tennessee?
Yes. Yeah, western Tennessee. It's impressive. So whatever kind of farm you want to have, there is enough land. It sprawls over 90 acres. It's considered one of the most expensive residential farm properties in the five counties around Memphis, but there's an option to supersize it with the purchase of an additional 47 additional acres for $1.8 million.
Really? So all you got to do is cough up 4.3 and you're all set, right? You can have that's the problem. It's an interesting story. I have my land, 114 acres that I own here in Framingham, largest privately owned piece of land in what we call Metro West, and the value of it is, you know, nuts, crazy. I don't want to develop it. Trying to figure out how in many ways to pay the mortgage off and secure the farm being the farm forever. And that's the problem with lots of places where there has been a lot of growth and a lot of pressure to build houses on farmland. So the farmland is disappearing. Where do you think the food's going to come from if we keep making it this easy for people to sell their farm and put up houses? What is it, the old song, Joni Mitchell, cut down the trees and put up a parking lot? That's what's going on. So, anyway, it's an interesting story about one particular place where that's going on. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.